Over the last year, residents of King Cove have been ramping up their campaign to build what they say is a life-saving road through the Eisenbeck Wildlife Refuge. The issue has made national news. Alaska's lawmakers have taken up the fight in the state legislature and in Congress. And now the issue may be headed for court. Kent Sullivan is an assistant attorney general for the Alaska Department of Law.
Before the state can legally file suit against the federal government, it has to give notice to the affected agency. And so that's what the state's done by this recent filing with the Secretary of the Interior and the Secretary of Homeland Security.
The notice says after the 180-day waiting period, the state of Alaska may sue to set up a right-of-way through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. The federal government would still own the land, but King Cove residents would have the right to pass through it. Sullivan says the state would probably take that a step further and argue that villagers should have the right to build a road through the refuge as well. Della Trumbull is a spokeswoman for King Cove's Tribal Council and Village Corporation. She says residents have been crisscrossing the refuge for generations.
It has to do with hunting, fishing, and trapping that the people have done for many, many, technically thousands of years, because they walk basically back and through there.
Trumbull says she's glad the state's considering legal action, even if it takes a while to resolve. Alaska's filed similar claims against the federal government in the past. Some of them have gone on for up to 15 years.